The Slowdown is supported by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraig O Tuama, a poetry anthology that offers immersive reflections, keen insights, and personal anecdotes on 50 powerful poems. Focusing mainly on poets writing today, Poetry Unbound engages with a diverse array of voices that includes Ada Limon, Ilya Kaminsky, Margaret Atwood, Ocean Vuong, Layli Long Soldier, and Reginald Dwayne Betts. Poetry Unbound, now in paperback.
I'm U.S. Poet Laureate Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. Poetry and song are like cousins or wayward siblings. They share a common root. The singer's voice and her lyrics ride upon music, which makes feeling audible, palpable. The poet's voice makes a music of its own, forging rhythms and a whole host of sonic effects. I love music just about as much as I love poetry, and so I get very excited when these two art forms converge, as they do in today's poem, Pearl, by Dorianne Locks. It's a portrait of the 1960s singer Janis Joplin, who died at 27 of a reported heroin overdose. The poem, which opens with an epigraph from biographer Myra Friedman, builds a sense of Joplin's powerful voice and presence, as well as her poignant vulnerability. Pearl, by Dorianne Locks. She was a headlong assault, a hysterical discharge, an act of total extermination. Myra Friedman, Buried Alive, the biography of Janis Joplin. She was nothing much, this plain-faced girl from Texas, this moon-faced child who opened her mouth to the gravel pit churning in her belly. Acne-faced daughter of Lead Belly, Bessie, Otis, and the booze-filled moon. Child of the honky-tonk bar-talk crowd who cackled like a bird of prey, velvet cape blown open in the Monterey wind, ringed fingers fisted at her throat, howling the slag heap up and out into the sawdusted air, barefaced, mouth warped and wailing like giving birth, like being eaten alive from the inside, or crooning like the first child abandoned by God, trying to woo him back, down on her knees and pleading for a second chance. When she sang, she danced a stand-in-place dance, one foot stamping at that fire, that bed of coals, one leg locked at the knee and quivering, the other pumping its oil rig rhythm, her bony hip jigging so the beaded belt slapped her thigh. Didn't she give it to us? So loud, so hard, so furious, hurling heat-seeking balls of lightning down the long human aisles, her voice crashing into us, sonic booms to the heart, this little white girl who showed us what it was like to die for love, to jump right up and die for it, night after drum-beaten night, going down shrieking, hair feathered, frayed, eyes glazed, addicted to the song. A one woman, let me show you how it's done, how it is, where it goes when you can't hold it in anymore. Child of everything gone wrong, gone bad, gone down, gone. Girl with the girlish breasts and woman hips, thick-necked, sweat misting her upper lip, hooded eyes raining a wild blue light, hands reaching out to the ocean we made, all that anguish and longing, swelling and rising at her feet. Didn't she burn herself up for us, shaking us alive? That child, that girl, that raw-boned woman, stranded in a storm on a blackened stage, like a house on fire. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Library of Congress and the Poetry Foundation.
All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.